Okay. I thought I might have to have Michael start this one, but the phone call turned out short. Lely?
Yes.
Lely has pointed out to me, excuse me, that this is her first time in front of this committee. She, however, has been in board meetings many times. So I think we need to revise the rule, and you need to be kind of nice, but not too nice.
Well, I'll take the you be nice, not kind of nice. Good afternoon, everybody. The committee normally reviews issues referred to the IASB on an annual basis. What else? However, this package looks slightly different because Michael and I thought that in the light of new committee members and some of these issues are quite not exactly that new, we decided to give the committee members a little bit more of a flavor and the status of why the committee members previously rejected that issue and why it was referred to the board. And in researching this, we've gone through all the former IFRIC updates, and we've also discussed these issues with the existing project teams. So, for example, the financial instruments team and the leases team and the insurance teams to come up with our staff recommendations. And our staff recommendation, we recommend the committee considers to re-include in your agenda four issues. One, dealing with IAS 28. Two, dealing with share-based payments. And one dealing with IFRS 5. I'd like to point out that our staff recommendation was based on the breadth of the issue, so whether it's too broad or whether it's narrow enough that the committee can address this issue, and the fact that this issue is not currently dealt with by a current or an imminent project. So I'll pass it back to the committee members to discuss.
Questions and observations? Andrew?
A couple of observations. The IAS 39 points on page 17 of the paper, items 14 and 15, I certainly don't want the committee to take those back. Certainly at the moment when IFRS 9 is sort of in development or under consideration for amendment. But I think the staff analysis says that we shouldn't take those on because IFRS 9 is going to deal with them. And I'm just not sure what I've seen so far of the staff papers on the limited amendments to IFRS 9 that is the case. Having said that, I'd rather the IFRS 9 project dealt with it than this committee, but I'm just not sure the rationale in this paper is correct.
Point taken.
So would we point that out to the IFRS 9 team?
Yes, we will.
Kido, Charlotte?
Issue 16 is IFRS 2. I've heard that the proposal is that we take two of the three issues back on our agenda. I'm a little bit worried about the third issue I think the view is that this issue that's dealing about the tax withholding, other share-based payments, settlements of tax withholding and cash securities. Under the reason why we referred this to the ISB back in time, we probably said there's sufficient guidance, and at least that's what in this table. I don't recollect really whether that was the reason, but probably was. And so we do not expect diversity in practice. And now your recommendation is based on your view that the issue is too broad for us to address this again. So I'm a little bit worried. If then we said there is sufficient guidance and there is no diversity of practice, if that is true, I think nobody should take it on because there is sufficient guidance and there is no diversity of practice, so it's not an issue at all. Putting a question on the take it for granted that you took it from the IFRIC update that we issued back. But then you say it's too broad, so it seems that the staff says there is diversity in practice, it is an issue, but it's too broad for us. I'm a little bit worried about it. Personally, I would like us to take this issue back again, but only if we say the standard is not clear and there is diversity in practice. And I don't think that it's too broad for us to deal with it, but first of all, I think we need to clarify whether there is diversity in practice and whether there is sufficient, which you all obviously see.
We have not done any new work on this issue or any of the issues, to be honest, but we've not done any new work on this issue to assess whether diversity in practice has emerged since the committee issued its conclusion when it did, which was back in November 2010. Now, this was an issue at the time that the committee decided the board should look at, though, as part of a post-implementation review of IFRS 2. And so clearly there was some concern at the time that even though the committee wasn't going to address it, to be looked at as part of a broader review of IFRS 2. And hence, it popped up on this list because of that, because we had referred it to the board in that way. But looking at it, we don't have any evidence of diversity in practice emerging, so that isn't a trigger for us to change our previous assessment. And our comments about the breadth really reflect the broader approach that a post-implementation review would have taken than we would typically take within an IFRIC issue.
Is there a virtue of completeness if we're going to do two of the three issues on IFRS 2 to do all three?
We could do.
Are they interrelated to one another, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
No, they're not interrelated. No, it would just be a case of if we were getting our minds into an IFRS 2 mode, then
we'd do it all.
We might pick it up if you wanted us to do so.
Joanna?
I guess I'm a little confused or perturbed around the IFRS 2 issues in that the comment's been that the ISB is asking the standard setting bodies in May to have a look at doing some of this work. I know that France has been doing, and I don't know where they've got to, doing some specific work on IFRS 2. One of the reasons that we said that A, we wouldn't deal with, the reason why it was referred was because we noted that many other issues have been raised concerning the classification and measurement, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, it would be more appropriate for these issues to be considered collectively as part of a post-implementation review. And yet you're now saying we can address that one on its own. And to me, that logic doesn't seem to work. And similar to Guido, you say B originally was because of lack of diversity, and now you're saying it's too broad, and it just worries me that, again, we could be creating a monster for IFRS 2, and whether we really it is appropriate that it does come back to us, given these other things that are going on. I would be tempted to say no, it doesn't, or if it does, before we do any work on it whatsoever, that we clearly articulate the narrowness of the scope on it, because it could become mountainous.
I think, in fairness to Lily, this was a fairly high-level analysis, and we didn't ask her to do the in-depth that you'd asked us for.
But I guess I'm saying, even looking at the high level, I think I would have put a no on it because of the high level reasons that other things are going on there and it's just too big.
Laurence, correct me if I'm wrong, but the French review is complete, is it not?
Let's talk about it, because I was not involved in that working group at the French standard setter who looked at possible modifications to IFRS 2. But I know that the work has been completed It was Jean-Louis Lebrun was heading that commission for those who have been knowing Jean-Louis, yes, the former committee member.
That's right. You're right, Laurence. They did complete their work. They presented the results of that work to this committee a couple of years ago now. And also, I recall, it was presented to the IFRS Advisory Council. And the response or the reaction from the Advisory Council at the time was that people didn't see IFRS 2 as being a high priority, and that I think was borne out as also with the response to the agenda consultation. It didn't register as a high priority with constituents, and so hence we don't see it as being a high priority within the potential future board agenda. Charlotte?
Yeah, I had the same point as Andrew. I thought some of the IS39 references, I wasn't actually sure if they were ever going to be dealt with by that project because they didn't seem to be really within scope. The particular one I had a concern with was item 12, which is the derecognition one. As far as I know, that derecognition isn't being re-examined by the IFRS 9 team at all, and it's just being sort of imported wholesale. So that seemed a sort of an artificial reason not to look at that one. And I suppose I have a slightly different stance from Andrew. I'm quite happy to see them come here, but that's what it is. So, and the only other one I had a question on is the IS32 one, where I think in some of the criteria you've said the actual issue, although there's a research project in place, the actual issues are narrow enough in scope to be looked at separately.
Can you give us a number on
that?
Number eight.
And I wasn't sure whether either of those two issues could be, particularly the shareholder discretion, could be taken as a narrow issue, just given the time a research project is likely to take.
I think the message I'm getting is that, Leela, you need to spend some time with Sue and the team.
Yes.
Let's make sure that we have a coherent approach on these 32, 39 issues.
Certainly with the 39 IFRS 9 issues, given that the project is still active and will be drawing to a conclusion in the not too distant future, the approach that I would suggest that we take is to wait and see where that ends up, at least at the next exposure draft stage, if not the final stage, and then those issues that have not been addressed, that had previously come to this committee, that we then take a fresh look at them then in the context of the new IFRS 9, the complete IFRS 9, and then see what we can do to take that forward. That would be for the IFRS 9 IS 39 issues.
I think what people are telling us, Michael, what many members are telling us, is that they, in looking at the way that thing was scoped, they wonder if we don't already know the answer to that.
And looked at. And because of the big project that was a couple of years ago, it's not going to be looked at.
No.
I don't know the issue itself, to be honest, but
we got the derecognition team to actually look through those issues when I was going through this, and they reviewed the papers. I sent in a whole stack to them to review, and that's why they thought it was a fairly broad issue when they were reviewing it. That's what they told me, and they also said that, you know, that's why I've reflected that in the assessment of the issue. Of course, you know, if the committee wants more work, we can get the staff to do more work. But what I did was I sent the derecognition team everything that we had from day one of all the papers, and they reviewed all of them.
Let's go Luca, and then Scott, and then back to Laurence.
Only a clarification with item 6 relating to the impairments of associated in the single enterprise financial statement, separate financial statement. If I have understood, in May, the IASB started some action in order to review or think about a program of all the equity method accounting. But why we are proposing to take again this item into agenda because we think that the time lapse is very long.
Yes, the board's support for taking on or looking at equity method accounting is sort of medium to long term, and so this would be our suggestion for including this or bringing this back for the committee to have another look at is to assess whether there is something that can be done in the short term by the committee to address this particular issue that it last looked at 3 years ago.
On the IAS 28 separate financial statements issue, I think you heard from me this morning suggest that issues related to separate financial statements are dangerous to get into one at a time, and that it perhaps they should perhaps be dealt with in a broader rethinking of separate financial statements. I wasn't sure if that was consistent with the recommendation that we take this one back on.
There's one over.
Well, it depends on your point of view, I guess. Some countries do require IFRS to be applied in separate financial statements.
I'm not questioning the relevance of the issue. I'm just reflecting on the fact that Philippe had expressed the view this morning that starting to get into separate financial statement issues piece by piece is dangerous.
I think it comes down to whether we can draw the scope of the issue tightly enough. If it's something that can be dealt with on a piecemeal basis without consequences elsewhere in the accounting and separate financial statements, then perhaps it's worth taking a look at.
Okay.
John?
I'd just like to support what Michael said. I mean, coming from a jurisdiction that does apply IFRS in separate financial statements. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of issues not adequately dealt with across the literature in regard to separate financial statements. So if we can make some minor contribution to that space, I think you'd be most welcome.
You had me until you got to hundreds and hundreds.
Am I underestimating?
You would rather deal with zero than hundreds?
Wait, go.
Two points, Andrew. First of all, on the separate statement, I remember, three, 4 years ago, one of our board members strongly said we should not touch at all.
Okay, you do that joke.
And on 32, I remember, because the board has the fast issue financial instruments with that characteristic of equity. And the two boards are not able to finalize common conclusion. And I remember the staff proposed for alternative approach to go forward. And the one is come to the IFRS approach. Another one is go further into 4.2, 4.3 version. And third one is go to FSB approach, American GAAP. And the last one is to focus on a few issues, which like one of them is in here. But since we're not able to finalize the big project, the two board decided to suspend the joint efforts. And I'm not sure you want to start this one, whether will be under the assumption we will do it only by ourselves or jointly with FSB, is my first question. And secondly, again, related to our agenda consultation, what's the general comment on this one, on 32 old FES related issue?
So, what was the agenda consultation response on the FICE project, debt equity project? I forget exactly. I don't recall it being very high on the agenda, but maybe I'm wrong in terms of priorities. But it is nevertheless a, to some extent, a conceptual framework issue about, you know, what's liability, what is equity. And so I think I would see that as being the starting point. But Patricia, do you have other thoughts?
My recollection is, Michael, that it would be swept into rethinking the conceptual framework in the elements. And then we would look at the FICE issues after we'd address that. So from my point of view, anything this committee can do in the short term to resolve some of the problems in practice with the existing standards would be a good thing to do, because if we're going to do the conceptual framework and then standard setting, it's many years down the road before these issues get resolved. So as long as we do no harm, I think the committee should take up these issues.
So we can avoid doing harm.
My recollection of the FICE project was, it's the only project I've ever seen where the staff said, if you make me bring this back again, I quit. And that was because the two boards were completely without a common premise or a common concept. It was entirely anecdotal, the decision making. And the FASB had tried to start with the notion that anything that wasn't common stock is a liability. So they started with a very pure notion and then realized all of the implications of that and said, oh no, we can't have exercise date for stock options, we can't have this, we can't have that. And all of a sudden you had a principle with 87 exceptions to it. And the IASB was going through a lot the same kind of an exercise of saying, well, you know, we don't like this answer, we don't like that answer. And so I take the point that if we're anything's going to get done on this in the short term, it'll be by this committee. But I, again, it's another there be dragons. Andrew?
Sorry, I just had a question. I ended up rather confused as to where we were on the IFRS 2 issues. Are we, as per the paper, just looking at two of them, or looking at all three of them, or none of them? I wasn't sure.
May I make a proposal that with anything that's in the paper, unless there's a unanimous view that you just don't want to, we need, this is a first cut by the staff, and we'll bring you papers on them. And I think if we're going to address two out of three, we at least ought to deal with the third one in this material we bring to the committee for sake of completeness. So unless you all just want to say no, we don't want to touch the IFRS 2 stuff, then we probably should deal with all of them together sake of completeness. Laurence?
Well, when I read that paper and I saw what is being proposed to be addressed by the committee, I was thinking to myself, well, good luck to the committee to take those issues on. But then I said, okay, let's give it a try. The one which I would be reluctant on taking on from my prior experience is the fix for fix one, if we were to add it. Because I know it's so intrinsically linked to the FICE project that I think that we'll be stumbling very quickly into some major principles that we would not be able to address. So
I think you've said it more succinctly than I did.
Can I suggest that we just run through the list quickly to get your agreement or disagreement on the yeses and the noes? Obviously, the ones where you said not applicable are ones where it's either been dealt with already or we think is already being dealt with.
at the risk of shortcutting.
Okay.
You've all read the paper. Are there any no's that anybody believes should be a yes? Potentially the one on IFRS 2. Okay, and so we need to touch base with the financial instruments people and get a more specific feedback on
that. Yep, sure.
Okay, and I think we will bring specific papers on.
We will. And I suggest that we will refresh our outreach on diversity in practice for these issues as we bring them to you, so that we've got a current assessment as to what practice is and how diverse the practice is, as well as obviously an analysis of what the issue was that we were looking at before and where we had got to in terms of our discussions, the different views that have been discussed previously.
Okay.